producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. If you need to talk with me in the next hour, please call me sooner rather than later so I don't run out of time. I'm perfectly willing to move things around to accommodate you, but when we run out of time, we just run out of time. What can I tell you? All righty. So we were talking about trust and the basis for trust and how you can trust other people and how that if you view trust as black or white, you're probably going to get yourself in more trouble than if you view it, if not as a sliding scale, but trust under certain circumstances. For example, as a woman, I know that there are people that I can take shopping with me who will say, don't even think about buying that. Looks awful on you. And there are people that I can take who, when I call, will say, oh, are you okay? And there are people who will say, okay, enough self-pity. You know, we're not doing a pity party. So knowing the characteristics of the person that you're reaching out to and knowing what you expect of them or what you want from them and being able to communicate it is going to increase your trust factor hugely. If you assume that, number one, people can read your mind, bad idea. If you don't communicate very well, if you make the assumption that everybody's like you, you're going to get yourself in more situations where you're going to view people as untrustworthy. And you're going to become more and more isolated and crankier and crankier and more suspicious. And I would argue there is nothing that will induce bad behavior more quickly than distrusting somebody. I know when somebody's really ugly to me, I figure, okay, all bets are off, gloves are off, I don't have to be nice to this person, as opposed to somebody being nice to me. And you could say, well, nice isn't the same as trust. But they are certainly in the same general geographical vicinity. So if you go through life knowing what you want, being able to assess or even ask or communicate what you want, and giving people an opportunity to be who they are, I think you'll find yourself in a situation where you're going to trust a lot more people. You're just going to trust them for specific things as opposed to globally. Okay. Alrighty. So I thought what we would also talk about, which is vaguely related, is current threat to lifestyle. And you could say, well, threat by definition is the opposite of trust, but not necessarily. If you can trust that something is threatening, if you can trust that you don't go up to a strange dog and pet them. Got it? So, I know I'm pushing it a little bit. So, greatest threat to your current lifestyle. And this is, presumably has nothing to do with either Republican or Democratic debate. So, hopefully, although I have no idea how you're going to respond. So what are people feeling is a great threat to their current lifestyle?
Let's see. Tell me.
I guess part of it depends on what your current lifestyle is. Right. A narc might be a threat to your current lifestyle if you're doing something illegal. Or you could be living in the same building I'm living in, and I'm a threat to your current lifestyle because I can convince somebody who has a drone to buzz your apartment. Okay, not my finest hour.
Tony says, honestly, myself, I have goals for what I want to do with the rest of my life, and if I don't achieve them, shame on me. I have the tools, and the goals are reasonable.
That's an interesting perception. I wonder what you feel is getting in your own way. That seems like that's a very provocative statement. I wish you'd call me about that and see if there's not something I can do to help you feel more confident. I guess what I would just offer you based on that little nugget is on days where you're feeling really positive, push yourself. When you're feeling like you're on a roll. I mean, people will sort of joke and say things like, well, you know, it's a good day to buy a lottery ticket. But buy a lottery ticket that depends on you. And on days where you're having a very hard time, it may be worth it to dig in a little bit or figure out how to get out of that that current situation, but not necessarily to go off in different directions, although you could play with it. You can see if that if it makes more sense to actually do that. Okay, next one.
Okay. Marge says money. I had no idea that I would want to do so much in retirement.
You know, a lot of people have said that the idea being it's George Burns, I guess, original comment that said if he'd known he was going to live that long, he would have saved more money. So and people are living longer and longer. There's that, what is it? Is it Prudential? I don't know. They would not be happy that I remember their ad and not their logo, their name. That people are going to live longer and longer, and therefore it's going to require more and more resource, which means I'm of the mind that says I'd much rather take a bus now or the subway and take a taxi in 20 years where I'm feeling a little bit more fragile. So,
yeah.
But I come from, as I said, a line of women who live very long lives, and my father outlived everybody in his generation by like 50%. So the idea of a long life is a very appealing one. But I just assume, as this person says, wow. You have to remember, when Social Security was invented, it was supposed to be a stopgap gesture, that people stopped working at 65, and they lived to about 68, 67, 68. And men quite often didn't make it to 65. Women lived about 67, 68. So Social Security was supposed to take up the slack between when you stopped working at 65 and when you shuffled off this mortal coil a couple years later. Now people live to 100. I mean, the oldest man on earth was 112, and he died, I think, last week. And there are an awful lot of people who are over 100. So if you figure that in, another 50% essentially of the life that you've lived at 65. So Social Security has been pushed back so that you don't get Social Security till you're, what, 65 or 68 or 70 or something. So it's that whole notion about planning financially for your retirement is becoming more and more relevant. And I was talking to some people last night who are about to retire, and they were saying essentially the same thing, that they didn't really expect to have as little money and as expensive tastes. And I said, well, you know, we're boomers, so all of us are going to end up changing the rules, because we were talking about, believe it or not, assisted suicide. And I said, you know, that law is going to change just because there's so many of us for whom it's going to be relevant. And we've always been the pig in the python. We've always been the big glop of people. So good point, folks. Save for your retirement.
The pig in the python.
You've never heard that concept before?
No, I like it, though.
Well, the idea is if you view a python and you stretch him out, that's from people who are just born to people at the head, I guess, or vice versa, who've died. And pythons have actually been known to swallow pigs, and so there's this big bulge
right somewhere
in the python. So we're the pig in the python.
That's a good one.
Not terribly flattering, but very visual.
Yeah. Bonnie says sleep. Lack thereof. I work third shift for the Department of Mental Health Crisis Team.
Wow. Okay, kiddo. Look, you know, third shift is tough, and hopefully it's a temporary situation. But periodic sleep is the difference quite often between all sorts of things, not only physical but mental as well. And as a mental health professional, you need to be aware of that. So you're exactly right.
Yeah. I work nights once. That is not fun.
I did it too. I worked overnight on the weekends for a while. And what I did was, so I got home at about 5 o'clock on Monday morning, 5 or 6 o'clock, and I would read for a half hour and go to sleep and then wake up at noon and for the rest of the week try to keep more a normal schedule, because otherwise you're asleep when other people are awake and awake when other people are asleep. And
yeah.
It's not very healthy.
No. Amber says, my weight.
Good perception. We know that that weight is contributory to all sorts of health problems. Call me up if you think, you know, if you'd like me to give you a little bit of help on it. Good for you for realizing it. Now all we need to do is something about it. You guys always come up with fantastic responses. You know, I'm thrilled with you, as always. or at 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Grace, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
tell you today, Grace. You're supposed to say fine, thanks. And then say, no, she's lying. Oh, no, that woman. Well, all right, so what's on your mind today?
I want to know how to handle my son, my 14-year-old son. He saw my husband and I having sex. He walked in on us. And I mean, more than embarrassment, I kind of want to know, you know, how if I should talk to him about it or not talk
to him
about it.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
Okay, and how's the other one?
He's 12 and this one's 14.
And how recently did it happen?
It happened yesterday.
How long did he stay in the room, or do you know?
Well, it was, we locked the front door, and they were out, you know, playing with friends or whatnot. And then we just didn't even hear him coming out in the back door. And I didn't think he would come through the back door. So, and he just, I think it more...
Where were you having sex?
In our bedroom.
Uh-huh. So he came in and you didn't have the door closed?
It was slightly ajar.
Ajar, yeah.
So...
Did he say anything at the time?
Well, he did. He kind of was like, God, Mom, you know, Mom and Dad, you know, he just...
Ooh, icky, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, I might sort of talk with him, the two of you together, of just saying, hey, listen, you didn't think you were, you know, we found you under a cabbage patch, and this may be a little disconcerting for you. I know the idea, at 14, if I thought my parents actually had sex, I probably would have thrown up. But the idea is that we love each other very much. We think each other are hot, and that's where you came from. And then I'd let it go with that. But I might talk, I would not say something.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I don't think you need to, but I think what you want to do is neutralize this as much as anything. But also, I think there's a really powerful, positive message to say, hey, listen, I get it. At 14, I thought I'd invented sex. Mm-hmm. But your parents love each other. We've been married a long time. We still are crazy about each other and hope the same thing for you. And then let it go.
Okay. Yeah, my husband said that. I had said that to him. I said, well, if anything, you look at that and it probably makes him feel secure in the sense that his parents love each other. And that's
well, I think you need to clarify it a little bit, though,
right,
just for him. Because I think you're right. He's mm-hmm. he's of two minds about it. Of, ew, disgusting.
Exactly.
And he's dealing with his own sexuality at this
exactly.
moment. But you see, I mean, this is a really great example of why I don't want couples living together when they're not married. Because
mm-hmm.
what it then becomes is kind of blatant sexuality. Ugh, my, you know, old people are doing it and I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the context which you and your husband are going to set up, which is, yeah, you know, I didn't like to think about my parents having sex when I was 14 either, because
mm-hmm.
I felt like I invented it. But think of it this way, that this is something that's in your DNA of finding someone that you really love and being crazy for them and about them, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years after you get together, and, you know, not only being crazy about them, but, you know, having that sex can be fun and an important part of your marriage.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I would talk with him about it, and I think it's okay to say it in front of the 12-year-old as well.
Okay.
But I think that is such a really powerful message, and he's going to say, oh, gross, Mom. But I think you have made a really important statement at that moment, and presumably, I mean, it can then, because you're being unembarrassed about it, although honest about it, that it means that he may tease you about it of, well, I couldn't find you guys, wonder what you were doing. But that's okay. And I think to make the statement that says that this is an important part of our relationship with each other, and if you're lucky, you're going to find the same kind of situation.
Exactly.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, and I agree with that. I think a part of me was thinking that as well. And then, but I did ask him. I said, "Can we talk about this?" And he said, "No,
no,
I don't want to talk about it." He says, "Just shut the door."
Yeah, he's not. Well, and I think what you can do is he's not going to talk about it.
Right.
You're going to make a statement about it, and you may almost so want to say, "Hey, listen, in the future, you may just want to knock."
Okay.
And it's not only knock. I think there needs to be that addendum as well that says you knock and wait till somebody acknowledges.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, I think most of us at some point walked in our parents because we knocked and then opened the door as opposed to knocked and somebody said, come in.
Mm-hmm.
All righty?
Right.
All right. So that'll be a fun conversation to have at dinner tonight. If I were you, I wouldn't serve spicy food. All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Grace. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been in a wonderful relationship. I've been divorced for over 10 years, Everything has been for 2 years.
Take a deep breath, honey. You're hyperventilating. I'm going to have you pass out on me if you're not careful.
Well, anyway, that's not. I'm not going to laugh when I ask you the question, though.
All right. So you've been divorced 10 years. You've been seeing the cool person for how long?
2 years.
Okay. And how old are you?
And I'm concerned about how come the topic of marriage never comes up.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
And how old is he?
He's 55.
And how long has he been divorced?
Probably 2 years.
Okay.
3 years, maybe. 3 years.
All right. So how much time do the two of you spend with each other?
I would say solidly 2 to 3 weeks a month.
So is it long distance?
Yes.
2 to 3 weeks a month, though, is... I mean, so you're spending most of your time together. How far away from each other do you live?
About 1,000 miles.
So who goes to visit whom? You take turns?
Both back and forth.
And you're really seeing each other 3 weeks a month?
Yes. I know. Sounds hard to believe.
What did you do? Meet each other on vacation or something?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Well, if the two of you were... Both of you have children that are still around? Or
No. They're all married and on their own.
Well, the question about why it hasn't been brought up, I mean, he may be waiting for you. You may be waiting for him. You're retired. So if in your scenario, if the two of you were to get married, who would move? Or would both of you move?
I think we both would.
And where would you move to?
Mutually agreeable place.
No, I mean, that sort of goes kind of without saying, wouldn't you say? I mean, I think, Lisa, that's sort of a non-answer, honey. Well, look, I think the answer about why it hasn't been brought up, who knows? But I think the answer, would you be willing to bring it up? Are you willing to say, hey, big fella, I'd really like to get married?
Well,
I mean, why do you have to wait for him? You're a modern woman.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you're an unmodern woman. But so what? I mean, who cares who asks? And if he says, well, I wanted to ask you, say, okay, erase this conversation. Let's start all over.
Well, maybe that's my question is, how does one bring it up?
I don't think there has to be necessarily a preliminary. You can go and get a Cracker Jack box and get a ring and say, hey, big fella, want to marry me? Or want to make an honest woman of me? I think you can say anything you want to say. I think waiting for him means that at that moment you've nagged him.
Hey.
Well, how come we haven't talked about this? If you ask him, then there are three possibilities. He'll say yes. He'll say, I wanted to ask you, at which point let him switch places. Or he'll say no, or not right now, which I guess so there are four possibilities.
But don't you think that's sort of being answered by the fact that it's not come up?
Not at all. I think no information is just no information. And the point being that you don't have to play Scarlett O'Hara. You've got no hoop skirt. You don't have to wait for someone to do something. That this is something that's on your mind, and you can have a discussion about it. And it seems to me the quickest way to have a discussion without sounding like a nag is to say, hey, big fella, stud muffin, you want to make this, you want to make this permanent? And you can say it any way you want, and then at least you'll have more information. Yeah, I mean, the idea of waiting, why bother? You'll get more information. 855-993-7569. Call during February. We'll do Love Month. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well done, Jacob. All right, I remind you that this is not a great time of year for movies, all right? So sort of be aware of that. All right, let me tell you about a movie that you're probably not going to find unless I direct you to it. It's called Rabin, The Last Day. okay? Rabin being the prime minister of Israel who was assassinated. All right? This is an extraordinary movie if you have any interest at all in politics in the Middle East. And even if you don't, it's one of those kind of conspiracy theories. We were talking about trust earlier in the program. And this is one that it's done with documentary footage, and it is terrifying because it was clearly a conspiracy. And I mean, it's just it's one of those nail biting things, and you know what's going to happen, but seeing it actually happen before your eyes, it was extraordinary. So it's called The Last Day of I think it's called Rabin, The Last Day. So it's, I've seen it listed as both. Let's see if how they have it listed. No, Rabin, comma, The Last Day. Yeah, and it's an extraordinary whodunit. It actually is a whodunit, and about Middle East politics, and about trust, and about conspiracies. It's truly a shocking and nail biting and fascinating movie. So I highly recommend it. Maybe a little hard to find, and it's not. You know, it's not one of those things out of Hollywood. As I said, this is a time of year where it's, I know the Oscars are out the end of the month, end of next month, actually. But this is a time of year where you sort of think, what is Hollywood wasting all that time? And you'd say celluloid, except that isn't how movies are made anymore. But, and I'm going to review two movies for you. And it's a little embarrassing in the light of Rabin, The Last Day. And also the one I was alluding to earlier called The Club, which is out of Chile and has already won a whole lot of awards at the Berlin Film Festival, which is a serious film festival. And when I reviewed The Club, which doesn't open actually till next week, my review, which will be posted at drjoy.com, said this is one that should make Hollywood blush because it's just so rich and it's so thoughtful and it's so complex. And it's such an important issue. And as I, in the review, I said it deals with moral complexity and moral certainty, and it makes you think about things in a different way. And it's just an extraordinary piece of filmmaking. Okay, now I'll get to review the movies that Hollywood has seen fit to allow you to see this weekend. Okay, enough apologies, I guess. A Kung Fu Panda 3. I know, I feel kind of stupid at this moment. Kung Fu Panda 1 was really cute. 2 was okay. I mean, the animation in this is extraordinary. And because the fur on the panda bears, and there's a new panda bear in the Washington Zoo, and you know, a gazillion people have seen the video of the baby panda bear in the snowstorm in D.C. over the weekend. So pandas are a big deal right now. This one stars the voice talents of Jack Black, Bryan Cranston, Dustin Hoffman, Angelina Jolie. And as I said, when I saw it at the screening, they actually had the red carpet in L.A., which was fascinating. They not only had a red carpet, but they had a green carpet behind it, and they had Chinese acrobats and dancers and whatever. This is a 95-minute animation. And the first half, I thought, was just impenetrable. And not very interesting. The second half is really fun. The idea is that Po is continuing his legendary adventure of awesomeness. You can hear Jack Black just sort of leeching through the description. He must face two epic but different threats, one supernatural and the other closer to his home. One of the issues, if you've seen Kung Fu Panda, is that Po has been adopted by a bird. And in this particular one, he is reunited with his biological father. And I'm not going to tell you anything more than that. But it's funny and clever and, I suppose, an animated version of Daddy's Home. It's funny and smart, and it really does have some resonance with Daddy's Home, which I thought was a surprisingly good movie that looked stupid and was actually much smarter than it looked. The other big movie that opens this week is The Finest Hours. This is based on a true story from the Coast Guard, a rescue of a tanker off the coast of Cape Cod in 1952. And it's based on a true story. It's historically the most daring rescue ever. I think the most people actually rescued. This, if you're going to go on a cruise anytime soon, this may not be your first choice of a movie. It stars Chris Pine, Casey Affleck, Ben Foster. And, I mean, the only problem about a Hollywood movie is, look, let's face it, if Chris Pine is going for the rescue, the likelihood of him not making it, he's a big Hollywood star. So it was kind of like the Lone Survivor. I hated that movie, not because it wasn't a really good movie, but because the title told you everything, took away all the suspense. This one, the casting takes away most of the suspense. But having said that, there are a couple of major mistakes in it for anybody who knows anything about hydrodynamics. But having said that, watching a small patrol boat essentially surf waves is thrilling. And there are a couple of scenes on the tanker that will blow your socks off. It was smart. It's well cast. As I said, there are a couple of major mistakes in it in terms of just the physics of the modern world or the natural world. But having said that, you'll probably get a kick out of it. It's PG-13 because there's some genuinely scary stuff in it. It's 117 minutes. They spend a long time on the love story, which to a certain extent I don't think we care a tinker's damn about. But maybe somebody does, and I'm just one of those kind of cynical people who think, what does this have to do with anything? And when I saw it, there were a whole bunch of people from the Coast Guard there, so that was additional fun. There are two other movies that opened this week that they did not screen. So you're on your own about those two. One is 50 Shades of Black. An inexperienced college student meets a wealthy businessman whose sexual practices put a strain on their relationship. Yawn. Marlon Wayans, Kaylee Hawke, Fred Willard. We love Fred Willard. Michael Epps. Yeah. Jane Got a Gun has got a terrific cast, which, again, they did not screen, which does not give you a whole lot of confidence in it. Stars Natalie Portman as a woman who asks her ex-lover for help in order to save her outlaw husband from a gang out to kill him. I mean, the cast is terrific. Natalie Portman, Joel Edgerton, Ian McGregor, Rodrigo Santoro. So, didn't screen it. You're on your own. Again, the cast looks terrific, but when they don't screen something, there's a reason that they don't screen it. They basically figured, why spend the money? Because the critics aren't going to like it. So, Alrighty, so the pick of the week. Well, I mean, look, they're two very different movies. It's January. Everybody I know is catching up. Every time I run into somebody, they want to know what movies that are nominated for the Oscar that they should go see. So I would continue to say that there are a whole bunch of movies that are in theaters now that are probably a better bet. Kung Fu Panda's okay. You've seen it before. It's cute. The kids will like it. As I said, the first half is... I thought it was kind of boring and impenetrable and not much fun, but second half is fine. The Finest Hours has got some great CGI effects in terms of storms. And if you saw The Perfect Storm, it will remind you of it. The outcome is a little bit different, and it is an interesting story. And the fact, well, both of them were actually based on true events. It does make you feel like being a fisher, either working on an oil tanker or being a Coast Guard rescue guy or a fisherman is probably not the world's healthiest profession, which is true. One of the interesting things about this movie is that there were actually two tankers that broke up in the same storm. And it's interesting because they really don't talk about the oil spill at all, which is something that I think all of us today would be much more concerned about than they were in 1952. What they're talking about is the rescue as opposed to the destruction of the environment here. So, more details at drjoy.com. The Oscars are not coming up for another month, so you have a while to see the movies. Because once some of these movies have gotten either an Oscar or have not gotten an Oscar, they're going to disappear from the movie theaters. So if you're going to see them, you probably want to see them now. And there are a bunch of them that are really good. So you can go to drjoy.com. One of the ones that has not gotten a whole lot of publicity, and I'm not sure why not, because I thought Eddie Redmayne is nominated for an Oscar. But I think that Danish Girl I don't think it's one of the pictures that's nominated, and I think it should have been. Maybe it's a subject matter. 855-993-7569. Check it out at drjoy.com.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so this is the time that people are allowed to become program directors for the program and suggest topics they'd like me to cover. All right?
Yeah.
So let's hear what we got.
All right. I thought this one was good, and you kind of mentioned something about it earlier in the program. Tammy wanted you to talk about how bipolar directly affects the entire family and things other than support groups and counseling that we can do to help the person with bipolar and ourselves?
Okay, let's divide this into several different segments. The first understanding, bipolarity is what used to be called a manic depression, and I'm not sure why they changed the name, because it seems to me that manic depression is a very clear definition. Maybe the idea of people don't like the term manic because it sort of sounds like maniac, and they're obviously the same root word, but sometimes political correctness can obscure meaningful information. So it's one of the kinds of depression, and there are a bunch of subsets of depression. The problem about bipolarity is manifold. Number one, the diagnosis is very difficult because most people will present with the depressive part when they're feeling really sad or suicidal or catatonic or lethargic, and that they're very sad. So that's often when they will seek treatment. And the problem is, if they don't describe the other aspect of the depression, then they can be wrongly medicated, because most antidepressants will actually blanket the depressive symptoms, but will send the manic symptoms off the chart. So, number one, diagnosis is difficult. Number two, as I mentioned, compliance is an issue, because even when it's appropriately diagnosed, that most people are certainly more than willing to get rid of the depressive episodes, but the manic episodes are really fun, and what they sort of will talk about is the fact that they miss the high highs. They don't miss the low lows, but they miss the high highs. And it's not that the appropriate medication at the appropriate dosage will make you a zombie, but it will take away some of those peaks and valleys. So comparatively, it may feel like your life is less exciting, but it also means that your life is less terrifying as well. So number one, we have the issue of getting yourself to a therapist. Number two, the issue of diagnosis. And then the issue of compliance, if the appropriate diagnosis is made and the medication is administered at an appropriate dosage. All right, so that's one whole set of problems. With the family and friends, family and friends are much more likely to deliver somebody or encourage somebody to get help for the manic episode, because during the manic phase, people will talk a lot, they have a lot of energy, they stay up a lot, they can be very noisy, they can be sort of very adolescent and acting out in their behavior. So for friends and family, it's not only irritating, it's terrifying. So, and they can be very delusional that they're going to find a cure to cancer. There have been known issues where people felt that they could fly. So even though they're not suicidal at that moment, that very dangerous behavior can result. Speeding in cars, taking huge risks. So for the family, the depressive part, while it tends to be less upsetting, even though it can be equally dangerous, if not more so, than the manic part. So, and so they're much more likely to deliver somebody into treatment during the manic phase. And of course, the person who is experiencing the manic phase has no interest in treatment at that moment, because they're having a great time. So you've got the first segment of just from the client's point of view, of just getting somebody there and getting the appropriate diagnosis and then compliance. From the friends and family point, is they're much more likely to be worried and get somebody some help during the phase that the person is least likely to want to get any help. So you've got an ongoing tension there. Assuming that somehow we've got the diagnosis made, we've got the appropriate medication at the appropriate dosage, and we've got compliance, that those issues should go away. The whole point about medication for psychotropic conditions is that, by and large, they work. They don't work 100% of the time. They don't work 100% of the people. And there sometimes needs to be some titration going on, that the dosage can change with all sorts of things, including weight loss or age or metabolic rate, illnesses, all sorts of things. But by and large, the medications, especially for bipolarity, are really fairly effective. So if you've got somebody who's been appropriately diagnosed, appropriately medicated, and they're compliant, shouldn't be an issue anymore. So, and because even when a person is appropriately diagnosed and medicated and compliant, they're going to have highs and lows. They're just not going to have the highs and lows that are not associated with anything in the real world. It's a biochemical issue as opposed to, wow, I just won the lottery, or this cute guy looked at me, or I didn't do very well on my exam. The issue about medication is not to make somebody a zombie, but to make them able to respond appropriately to external stimuli as opposed to inappropriately to internal stimuli. So in terms of support groups, I mean, sometimes it's helpful to have other people who say, well, here's how I deal with it. Apparently our person asking me for this is saying, I really don't want to deal with a support group. I mean, you can certainly read about it, but the basic issue when you're dealing with anybody who is doing some acting out is what we call in the trade reality testing, of saying to somebody, tell me what's going on. Tell me what I can do to help. Does this feel real to you? It's the dealing as family members with people who have problems is a tricky line, because on the one hand, you don't want to treat them as compromised individuals, but especially if there's a history of acting out or noncompliance, there's a tendency to kind of be a bit of a helicopter, to hover over. And the best way, I think, to deal with that is just to be honest about it, of saying, look, it's not that I distrust you. It's not that I'm viewing you as a damaged human being. It's just you scared the living daylights out of me. So if you can give me more feedback about how you're feeling or what I can do to help, then I can cut you some slack without feeling like I'm being less than vigilant as a friend or as a mom or as a spouse or as a child or whatever. So it doesn't do a whole lot of good, to be quite honest, to have that conversation, although you can try, when somebody is not medicated, is not sort of dealing with smoothing out their internal chemistry. But it doesn't hurt. But when they are, it's a really important discussion, because exactly as we were talking about earlier, you're trying to establish a basis of trust on both sides. Okay, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.